This has just been given to me. Apparently the White House has lightened the tone of the debt ceiling debate, which they're having at the moment. Mm. They're going to decide on that shortly, by joining an online craze known as Rick Rolling. Responding to criticism during a Twitter chat, the White House offered users a link to something more fun other than the debt crisis. The link pointed to YouTube, and if you hit the link, you get this. That's right. It's called Rick Rolling. It's been going on for years on YouTube. Basically, you dupe people on the internet into clicking a link. 36.5 million people have been duped into watching Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up on YouTube.
Have you been Rick Rolled?
Why not? I like a bit of Rick Rolling. It's 10 to 9. It's Thursday. And of course, that means our tech guru, geek to some, Matt Hagger, is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm laughing at the Rick Astley link. That was funny.
Why not? Have a bit of Rick Rolling. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to do that today, actually. I'm going to see if I can fool a few more people into clicking on the link to YouTube today. See if they fall.
Everybody
for
needs a bit of Rick in their life.
Why not? You know, the man had so many hits. They all sounded the same. But, you know, he had so many hits. Now, listen, how are things at E-Man and Scatter at the moment?
Yeah, things are great. Thank you. Yeah.
Good, yeah.
And
I've got my iPhone here. There's news about the iPhone. Apparently, soon, the phone will be able to recognise me.
Yeah.
Why? How?
Right, well, Apple...
I'm frightened, Matt.
No, it's not so bad. Apple purchased a facial recognition company last year, and we really were unsure what they'd planned, but now we know that in the iPhone 5, they'll be integrating facial recognition, basically, which will be quite cool. But it allows you to take a picture or hover your camera in front of somebody, and as long as you've got a matching photo in your address book or they're part of your social... a friend on one of your social networks, it can possibly match you with them. So it's a small little feature, and it's the beginning of the rollout of facial recognition. So we should see that on the iPhone 5, unless we find something similar in China before.
Yeah, they did have the fake Apple shops, didn't they? When's the iPhone 5 coming out?
Well, that should be out in September. Apple are never 100% clear on when things are being launched. They do like to surprise people, but people believe it's going to be in September. So that's something really nice to look forward to. There'll be a lot of very cool features coming out on that.
We can't wait for it. And as you mentioned, those shops in China, of course, the fake Apple shops in China. I mean, that's worrying for Apple, isn't it?
It is. I don't think they're that concerned. I mean, it was in a city, Kunming City in China. I think it was found by an American blogger. He found three fake Apple stores operating in the city. And those pictures have been revealed of these stores, and they look identical. Everything is almost identical. Even the staff that were employed by the stores believed... they were convinced that they were actually employed by Apple, and that it wasn't a fake. But there are a few little things that made you realise that it wasn't a fake, and that was that it was a fake. Sorry, and that Apple don't actually write anything on the front of their buildings. They just have one Apple sign.
No, it said the Apple Shop. Don't sell pears, didn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.